Standing ovation, yeah, Baldy. Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. Guess what? Sunday, I'm going to New York. We're going on vacation right before football season. Told my girl, Yankees are in town. We're going to see Yankees-Rockies. I don't give a damn about the Rockies.
Right.
It's all about Aaron Judge and Juan Soto.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm expecting him to hit like two home runs that day. It's box office, Baldy.
Yeah.
It's electricity.
I'm with
the cameras are going off. Paparazzi. And now we got the Giants losing to the White Sox, who are one of the worst teams ever. And we're pulling pitches with 93 pitches, man. What is going on?
Baldy, we were having this discussion throughout the week where we were talking about like the worst teams that we've ever seen in any sport, right? And in my mind...
I played on one of them.
Okay, I would love to hear it in a second. I'm thinking like the Bucks, right? The old Tampa Bay Bucks teams that used to be on all the
Creamsicles. Blooper
tapes, VHSs that we used to watch. 04 Niners were one of the worst teams I've ever seen in my life. Eric Johnson at tight end with Tim Rattay and a bunch of nothing. He broke all Terry Bradshaw's records over there. And
that got him drafted.
Yeah, the 2016 49ers with Chip Kelly, where they ran the same slow-developing read option play, and Jeremy Curley's their number one option. What's the worst team, when you close your eyes and you just think about it, the worst team you've ever seen?
Well, I mean, is it the 08 Lions? 0-16?
So I think the Cleveland team might have been worse.
Lions team was bad. They had Megatron. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I played on a 1-15 Colts team.
Whoa.
Yeah, we went to New York. We beat the Jets. And I partied my ass off. But I stayed in New York. I parked my ass. I'm like, we got one. Like, we can't go, like, because I thought, like, you know, everybody got hurt. It was one of these things where somebody had a voodoo doll. We had eight guys that year break a leg.
Eight different players,
including our starting center, who should be in the Hall of Fame, Ray Donaldson, who had never missed a game in his life. And this, like, second game of the year, we're out at the Coliseum in L.A., and we're playing the Raiders, and he's on the ground. And Ray used to tell me all the time, Baldy, if you ever see me on the ground, I'm having a bad game. So he's on the ground, and I look down at him and go, what's wrong with you? And he goes, I broke my leg. I go, get the hell out of here. So sure enough, he hops off the field. I see him at halftime. He's got a cast on his leg. So I'm the backup center. So I got to go play center against Howie Long. Like, you know, and I haven't played center. Like, I'm a backup, you know, center. I'm the right guard. I got Howie talking to me on my nose, like, you know, just ear banging me like crazy. Like, it was, but that, like, that was the year. Like, eight guys broke their freaking leg.
What year
was
that?
That was
1991. I'm looking at the roster right now. Jeff George was a quarterback.
Jeff George was the quarterback.
Eric Dickerson played running back, played in 10 games.
Yeah, but he got suspended the first six games.
Right.
So he had a contract dispute. So he holds out. Like, the whole thing just went south. But we were so bad. We were so bad that I literally got the MVP of the team award.
No.
On a 1-15 team. Like, I don't know if I should say that or not.
You guys beat the Jets. Look at this. They beat the Jets 28-27.
Yeah.
Their lone win. You lost to the Patriots later on in the season in overtime.
Yep.
You started off 0-9.
Yep.
And the coach was Ron Meyer. Remember that?
He got fired.
Right. He got fired.
So Rick Venturi.
Yeah, there you go.
Rick Venturi was our interim head coach. He's now the voice of the Colts. Like, he does their...
Well, Meyer was the guy who coached SMU with Eric Dickerson, the Pony Express. And then he left and went to New England.
He brought me to Indy, so I got nothing bad to say about... I'll say this about Ron. I go to the Colts. I have a choice. I go to Houston, where my girlfriend's living, or I could go to Indy. I'm like, I had a vibe about, like, maybe the thing's not going to last with a girl, but I kind of like this guy in Indy. So I go to Indy. So I'm up there, and I'm, you know, he wanted me there. I'm going to be the backup guard center for him, whatever. So I'm up there. So we're 3 weeks into training camp. We have a Saturday night off, and he drove this badass Porsche, right? So I go, hey, coach, I got this pickup truck, but I got this girl tonight. Like, can I use the Porsche? So he flips
you
me
the
key.
You had the guts to ask him to borrow the Porsche?
He flips me the key to the Porsche.
No way.
Yeah. I went out and took this girl out of his Porsche.
Oh, you had the time of your life.
Dude. I had a good time, man.
Now, did you have any scratches on the Porsche?
Did you bring it back in one piece?
Fill up the gas again? Like, did you come back with a Porsche?
I was just there to try to impress. That's it.
How many times did you punch it?
I mean, you have to. I mean, like Indy, we call it Indy, the Indiana No Place. It's like the center of all these crossroads, 65, 70, like all these freeways come through Indianapolis. So you just get out there on 70, man. You like put that thing at 100.
What was Jeff George's issue? Like, what? Because clearly he had talent. Because I think of him in Atlanta arguing with June Jones and Jerry Glanville.
His rookie year was 1990. Look it up. I think we won five games. We wouldn't have won any if it wasn't for Jeff.
So
like,
what,
just his talent.
They said he had some of the best arm talent.
His arm was
ridiculous. 5-7 that year.
Like, his first practice in 1990, he was late. He was late to the first practice. It was a walkthrough. He was late to the, like, he drove his car onto the field. He was late coming from somewhere.
You guys were 7-9 that year.
Seven to nine. Yep. Jeff was, he was unreal his rookie year, man.
So worst team. That was your worst team you played on.
Yeah, by far.
Watching the White Sox. They're 31-97 right now.
God,
31-97, Baldy.
Oh.
They've got 31 wins. We're about to head
to
South
Side, man.
South Side is sad. The sad side.
My buddy's dad used to coach that team. Larry Doby Sr.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He told us that story. Yeah.
Wasn't he the first black player? Larry Doby in the American League.
6 weeks after Jackie.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
In what American a small League, world.
First African American. So the Giants.
And so they're 31 and what?
97.
Oh, my God.
31-97.
The lowest amount of wins for a 162-game season is...
It's the Phillies.
43.
What the Phillies
win? The Tigers in 04, they won 43 games in 04.
Yeah.
Okay, because I think the Phillies with Steve Carlton won 27 games, I believe, on a team that won 50-something games. Check out Steve Carlton one year.
Wow, that's
he won half the games.
We'll check that out, Spadoni. Philadelphia Phillies.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Did you watch the Pete Rose doc?
No, but I would love to see it.
Oh my God, it's sad.
Yeah,
it's awful. I couldn't turn it off.
What phase do they go through? Like
everything.
Well, they don't go super deep on everything because there's a lot. You're like, I mean, Pete off the field. Pete was a lot. I mean,
the Phillies don't win the championship without Pete Rose. Right.
No doubt. Yeah. But I didn't realize him going to Philadelphia. I mean, that changed Michael Jack Schmidt's career.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he spoke about him like he was the whisperer in his ear. I mean, he was his Bill Walsh, if you will.
Okay.
It was incredible.
Yeah, no, that's true. All that stuff is true. But Pete came to Philly, man. Forget it. Mm. Like, that team was just so loaded.
That team is beloved in Philly, huh?
Mm. I mean, look, every baseball team in Philly that wins a championship is beloved. I mean, you know, you go... But, like, that team is probably – that was the first championship. So, you know, I mean, I remember going out to Connie Mack Stadium when I was a kid.
Wow.
And watch, you know, Dick Allen, like, hit bombs outside the stadium, man. That was the greatest baseball player I saw live. Maybe Roberto Clemente. One of the two, when I was a kid.
Who's the worst team in the NFL right now, guys? Because I'm listening to some of my Raider buddies, and they're texting back and forth. And they're like, I think
– Well, I mean, is the Patriots, are they the worst team?
I think the Patriots
just traded away their best player.
Matthew Judon.
I wanted Judon on the Niners so bad.
Oh, my God.
He's a stud.
Let me tell you something about Matt Judon. I was out at that Sack Summit in Vegas with Vaughn and Max and all these guys this year, and Matt came out there. So, you know, we're all talking about pass rush and, you know, all this stuff. It was actually really, really good and enlightening to me. But I went up to Matt, and I'm like, look, dude, like, nobody knows all the little things that you do as part of Belichick's system. I mean, whether it's, you know, not letting tight ends get a free release or checking backs out of the backfield before you, like, he could get 15 sacks a year easy if he just rushed the passer, if he just did that. But, like, he's such a team player, and he's so smart. But that guy is a great player, man. Like, the Falcons got a great player.
No, Atlanta's loading up with Justin Simmons now.
Simmons there, Jesse Bates last year,
Jesse Bates right now.
You know how many interceptions Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons have between the two of them? They've got 50 interceptions.
Wow.
50.
Wow. They're going to be ball hawks. And you got A.J. Terrell just signed a big contract extension. So we're talking about these bad teams. New England, I think, will be really, really
bad.
That's
a bad roster.
It's a bad roster, which is, I don't blame Brendan Ayuk for not wanting to go to that roster. What's the worst team you've seen or covered in NFL history, Baldy? You played on a 1-15 team.
Well, I saw
team.
The Patriots, was it last year or the year before? They got beat 34-0 by the Saints. And if they had... If they had 100 possessions, they wouldn't have scored.
Well, what was it? Was it the lack of offensive innovation for Belichick? Personnel was clearly a problem.
They had Jalen Reagor starting a wide receiver. Like, this guy can't play.
He can't play.
He's still on the roster.
What happened with Belichick and the offensive coordinator thing? Like, I know McDaniels and him made sweet music. Why could he never find anyone else outside of McDaniels?
I don't know. Like, you know, Matt Patricia. Like, I mean, it was just like, it was bizarre. Like, he just thought he could plug anybody in at any of these positions. It really started falling apart when Dante Scarnecchia retired the second time. The first time he retired, you know, they lost at Denver, and, you know, Denver, like, they hit Tom Brady 20 times that game. And, like, literally, Belichick fired his offensive line coach on the way home from that championship game in Denver. And then they hired Dante back. And I played for Dante, so I'm speaking on behalf. Like, he was a great coach. But, like, they hadn't really replaced him. They can't build an offensive line. Mm. Like, they don't have a left tackle right now. Like, they're not going to, like, I feel bad for Drake May if he has to go out there. or anybody that plays quarterback.
So what is it like being on one of these bats? Because we were talking about, boy, what is it like on the White Sox? They're out there playing in the outfield. They're losing 5-1. You know you're going to lose another game. You're probably thinking about your nightlife.
So I used to use the analogy that literally the wheels would fall off every game of the car. But like, how early would the wheels fall off?
And you feel helpless.
Could you get helpless? Like we had a lot of young guys. You know, they weren't professionals. They're out drinking. They're at Hooters, you know, all night, whatever. So Saturday, I used to have a special film session for everybody. like the Saturday morning before our team session.
Right.
So I'm playing, I think, right tackle. And we have this kid. I'll say his name, Pat Tomberlin. He was a third-round pick out of Florida State. He didn't really like football. He was a wide body, big guy, you know. So I remember we're playing the Arizona Cardinals. So I'm playing right tackle. He's at right guard. We had an injury, so he's got to come in and play. So they kicked me from right guard to right tackle in this game. So I go out there. So, like, we have this timeout, and we're in the game against Arizona. So they got Freddie Joe Nunn out there, right? They got some pass rushers. So we got this timeout, and I go to Pat. I go, look, if Freddie Joe sinks down to a three technique, you got to block him on this protection. Huh. If he's out wide, I got him, okay? So sure enough, like, we're in the snap count, and Freddie Joe sinks down. He's got a three technique, right? So, like, I'll never forget this. Like, I turn around, like, something's weird about the play, and there's Freddie Joe Nunn sacking Jeff George. Oh. So, you know, in the sack fumble, Arizona gets the ball. So I'm coming off the field. The coach is yelling at me. Like, yelling. I'm like, look, coach, like, honestly, I told him what to do. Like, so I go to Pat. I go, what the hell? What happened? He goes, oh, man, I just had a brain freeze, bro.
There was
that type of thing.
Right.
Like, these guys just weren't, they just didn't study, and they weren't professional. And we didn't have enough guys that really, you know, wanted it.
We got to go on the other side, because I've got more on this.
Man, bad teams. Watching the White Sox in town, man. The Giants score 11 runs against the White Sox. Oh. Probably shows how mediocre they are. They fought life and death with the 31-97 White Sox, man.
3-2 against the A's and White Sox.
It's bad baseball, Baldy.
It's not good.
Football can't come soon enough here in the Bay Area. All right, we're coming up here.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.